What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, November 9th, 2016, and the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in the control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And I don't know, what should we talk about today? Anything important going on right now? We had an election yesterday, didn't we? Well, Donald Trump did it, pulled off a miracle despite all the reports of election fraud and illegal immigrants voting multiple times and the walking dead voters. Donald Trump won the election. He is the next president of the United States of America, going to be the 45th president. And it was just an amazing thing to see happen as the numbers were coming on in. And everybody's describing it as unprecedented, shocking the world. It was amazing. And Trump declared it to be a victory for all Americans, and he's absolutely correct. This was the people of the United States of America telling the oligarchical establishment, you are fired. And that's exactly what happened here. They're already talking about a special prosecutor for Hillary Clinton. And I would sure like to be on that staff, unless they give me NASA. I still want NASA. I think Donald Trump owes me NASA so I can get the ground crew to dress up like apes when the astronauts come on back here. And obviously, the ramifications of this are tremendous. This is not just who gets to be the president, but everybody who was supporting Hillary Clinton with her criminality is now realizing the next administration is not going to be cutting them any slack or protecting them. There's not going to be any James Comey saying we refuse to bring charges. There isn't going to be a Loretta Lynch saying we refuse to bring charges. The rule of law is going to be reimposed at the upper reaches of our society, and everybody is in a panic, including President Obama. Because going back over his term in office, there are 78 times he broke the law during the presidency. He's got his own problems with the blind trust. But what we've seen here is the rise of the deplorables. We've shaken up the elite. The Obama era, the Bush era, the Clinton era go down in flames. It's a populist revolt, and everybody's just thrilled about, well, not everybody. Obviously, Hillary's people are out there rioting right now and burning American flags. Let's take a phone call. Bob in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. It's a great day for America.
Yes.
I was so excited last night. I was up till 1 a.m. here, Vegas time. I wanted to see Trump. I was so happy that he came out and spoke, and it was fantastic. And, of course, I had to watch Hitler's concession speech this morning, and those ashtrays, they were flying last night.
I'm sure of that. Absolutely. I mean, the tradition is normally when the election is over, the loser makes the concession speech right there and then. But Hillary just basically went off and got drunk or whatever, went to bed, and she sent Podesta out there to make a few comments about blah, blah, blah. And then everybody said, you got to do a concession speech. So she did it this morning. She was like an hour and 8 minutes late for her own speech.
She was. She was. Mike, they were asking, I was watching Fox last night, they were asking what's the significance of this election, and what was the message? The message, this was a wake-up call to the establishment. Get with the program, or you're next. That was the message.
Oh, it's a major watershed moment. It's not just Hillary versus Donald Trump. The corporate media is all of a sudden realizing they have lost control of the minds of America. All of these polling organizations are scrambling to try and explain away why they were so obviously wrong.
Absolutely.
And, so there's a lot of egg on a lot of faces this morning.
I think Trump's victory was bigger than it appeared, because look, the whole establishment was against him. He faced a vicious media campaign, and he still won despite all those all that opposition. But I believe he probably scored better than his actual vote tally. You know, I think
well,
they still, with all the votes,
still counting,
with all the
they're
vote
still
rigging.
Counting the last of the votes out there on the West Coast and even here in Hawaii. And at one point, Hillary's popular vote numbers actually went ahead of Donald Trump's, and there was an immediate flurry of, well, this is the time to get rid of the Electoral College and let the will of the people speak. And then, of course, the numbers shifted back to Donald Trump, and he's not only ahead on the electoral votes, he's a million ahead in the popular vote. So Hillary's people had to kind of shut up about that one as well.
But Mike, what about electoral reform? Because after the 2000 fiasco, that's all we heard about, that that was going to be a priority, and it was just forgotten. I mean, is it now that the fact that Trump won, will electoral reform, will it be a priority, or will that
I
too
think
will
it,
be forgotten
I think it
again?
Will be, because in 2000, the guy who was cheating won. And didn't want the system to change because he wanted to win again. He wanted his friends to win again. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining our network. Obviously, we're talking about Donald Trump's amazing victory last night to win the presidency over Hillary Clinton. And, excuse me, still fighting the tail end of this cold here. Now, Hillary's big mistake, looking, Monday morning quarterbacking here, she made a couple of major mistakes. One, she assumed that she had Florida because of all the fraud that was going on down there. And where that fell apart was because Donald Trump had made election fraud a possibility in the mind of the public. People were on the lookout for it. They were stopping it. We were hearing places where voting machines that were flipping votes from Trump to Hillary were literally taken out of service and they went back to the paper ballots. Hillary simply assumed Wisconsin and Michigan were going to vote Democratic because that's what they've always traditionally done. They flipped on her as well. And Hillary Clinton, according to the demographics in the last polls, Hillary Clinton didn't really connect with the black, Hispanic, and women voters. The vagina vote strategy didn't work on out, probably because of the sheer hypocrisy of Hillary Clinton up there talking about being a champion for women with her record of destroying those women who had accused Bill Clinton of his various sexual crimes over the years. And I think some of the leaders of Black Lives Matter really hit it on the head when they said, Hillary Clinton is saying everything we want to hear, and we have absolutely no way to know that she will ever keep her word about any of it. And I think she lost the Hispanic vote because those Hispanics who are in this country legally they're seeing the illegal immigrants as competition for jobs and resources, and they're sick and tired of being blended in with them. If you're Hispanic, they assume you must be an illegal. And they worked very long and very hard to be legal American citizens. And all of a sudden, the illegals are coming on over. They're getting the jobs. They're getting all the social services. They're being allowed to vote. They're being encouraged to vote. And that alienated the legal Hispanic citizens as well.
Well, Mike, before I let you go, before you let me go, did you hear about that new hit song on the radio?
Which one?
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Oh,
the witch
everybody's
is
singing
dead. The witch
that. I got that video sent to me like 5,000 times already. They were singing it on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange while Hillary was making her concession speech.
I couldn't resist.
Strive, Bob.
Thank
strive.
You so much.
All right, thanks. We're going to switch over to James in Tokyo. Aloha, James. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. It's a great day, but I'm very disappointed in you because I expect you to be totally smiling, throwing back shots of Chivas Regal with your lovely Angel Claire, and just...
I never, ever drink on the air. I sneak one during the commercial breaks.
As a great fan of yours, I think a lot of your fans and everybody owes you a great thank you for, because you're one of the guys that really helped make America great again. And I think you should really don't mind drinking the shots on the air because you've done such a great job in informing people about all the corruption and everything. And everything is going to change from January 20th. ISIS is screwed.
It's already starting. It's already starting to change here. And the reason I'm not drinking is because I have to run errands this afternoon, and I've got a whole bunch of other interviews on other radio stations for the rest of the day here. But once that's all over, Claire and I are going to hoist a very fine scotch, and I'm going to do something really gross and disgusting with the inflatable Hillary Love doll. Claire wants to take pictures so she can blackmail me.
Hey, Michael, just thanks a lot, and that's all I had to say, and I wish you all the best. We all love you who are your fans, because you're the greatest, and
all right,
thank
well,
you very
thank
much.
You very
sir.
Much. Thank you very much for those kind words here. We're going to switch over to Blair in Alberta. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. Hi, Michael. First of all, I want to congratulate all Americans for making the right choice.
Yes.
This was yesterday, and I was going to ask you, how is it going to look when suddenly all these donations to the Clinton Foundation drop off in the large speaking fees? Will that not be a tell as if it was a pay-for-play?
Oh, even worse than that, all those countries that donated to the Clinton Foundation are now asking for refunds.
Oh, okay. That's what I was wondering. I just thought, how would that look in the eyes of the Justice Department when they actually go to investigate this thing?
Oh,
well,
you know, it's
break
out if Trey Gowdy gets to be the attorney general, it's going to be a bloodbath, and I'm sure Hillary is sitting there thinking that she can skate on this thing. She's got enough lawyers and enough pull. But I would not be surprised if we wind up seeing some of these corrupted politicians leave the U.S. for places without extradition.
Well, Qatar, I guess, sorry. Where the money's at.
Well, that's where some of their money is at. I'm sure they've already squirreled it away in various places around the globe.
True enough. Okay, well, thanks very much for taking my call.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Russ in Alabama. Aloha, Russ. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi there. The following would have been of particular concern had she managed to steal the election. But Dr. Bruce Agnew pointed out something interesting, that there are two prosecutorial avenues. One of them is the special prosecutor, who has exclusive custody of all of the evidence and can be appointed for any reason, just because he is liked by the DOJ or whatever, and is under no particular time constraints to return an indictment or exoneration. On the other hand, if it goes to a grand jury, grand juries return an indictment quickly, with about over 90% of the time, and that precipitates an arrest. So I think we want the latter.
Well, again, if Trey Gowdy becomes the attorney general, I don't know that we need a special prosecutor. But the problems for the Clintons are manifold, because some of what they have done falls under IRS jurisdiction, whether or not the Clinton Foundation is actually a 501c3 charity or not. Some of what they've done falls under state law up in New York. So it's not like this is all going through one narrow gap that they can arrange some kind of a block. This is going to get really ugly. The American people want the Clintons looked into. They want the crimes exposed. I'm still going to be pushing on this issue about whether Hillary Clinton was selling U.S. secrets to foreigners using her email server. And, you know, this is not over. The fact that she lost the election is not going to get her off the hook. Indeed, it makes her much more vulnerable, because she's not going to be the next president and she's not going to have that authority. There is blood in the water. And all of the sharks who do not like Hillary Clinton are already starting to circle.
True, but the special prosecutor, insofar as, you know, he has purview over certain of her crimes, that could be a procrastination measure versus turning it over to a grand jury.
Well, that would be the case if Obama had appointed a special prosecutor. I would go along with you on that one. But we're talking about Donald Trump, who does not like Hillary Clinton after what she's done to him and his campaign, and the attacks on his wife. And he's not going to be sympathetic to her at all. So we'll see how that plays on out. But the advantage of a special prosecutor is they can dig into areas that might not be available to a grand jury.
Very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. We're going to switch over to Roseanne in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm doing great today for some strange reason.
I know, I can't stop smiling. I'm not going to lie. I can't stop smiling.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell you about a little story that we had on Monday. So Trump came to Raleigh back in December of 2015, his first rally here at the North Carolina State Fairgrounds. And
yes.
He was heading back to that same exact venue on Monday. And my friends and I got together, and we were like, do we go to the rally? Do we wave at him in the highway? What do? We decided to go ahead and do a Trump wave on the overpass, knowing full well that he would pass that way on his way to the venue. And sure as heck, he came about an hour after we got out there, and I saw him actually in the middle seat of his SUV, and he waved at us from the windshield. And it was really exciting. We got on video, but the media that was traveling with him, they got us on video also, and they tweeted it all over. So it was really nice just to welcome him to North Carolina, and then wouldn't you know it, North Carolina gave him the state. So I thought that was kind of an exciting story.
Well, it is exciting, and you can almost feel this energy and relief just all across the entire country, except, of course, for Hillary supporters. We'll be getting into that in a little tiny bit here. So thank you very much for the update, Roseanne. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Dustin, are you there? Dustin, going once.
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I got you. Hey, Mike, don't get too cocky. I remember a couple days ago, one of your listeners says this is not the beginning of the end, it's just the end of the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
This is globalist, people. You got to remember that. So you still got the threats against Russia going on and the economy. You know,
well, the economy is a problem. I will grant you that. And no, the work is not over. But we can afford to take a couple of days and celebrate this major victory. As far as Russia is concerned, I mean, Putin's already called up Donald Trump and said, yes, I agree. Let's go back to being friends. So I can imagine the U.S. trying to provoke Russia over the next 70 days. But Putin's just not going to respond. Because he knows as soon as Trump is in the White House, the war with Russia is going to be over.
Hey, Mike, did you see there's an article about the UN? They're in disbelief Trump won. So can this be the reset, the changing of the guard, the beginning of the changing of the guard that we're seeing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we're seeing people in the corporate media haven't been seen today. They're hiding out and trying to distance themselves from this debacle. The fallout from Trump's election victory is spreading all across the country and around the world. It really is a seismic shift in the sociopolitical order of the entire world. And we still don't know how far it's going to reach or what it's going to accomplish just yet. We're just beginning to see the after effects of this. The shock alone from his victory is already sending ripples across the political order all over Europe.
Hey, Mike, did you notice even in Europe and in America, the media, they're like tearing. I can see they're hesitant in the voice. It's almost like a Kim Jong-il dying in North Korea, like a cult. Did you notice that?
Well, Hillary was always running her campaign as a personality cult. Everybody was in on, you know, her highnessness Hillary and everything. I mean, MSNBC didn't actually announce that Trump had won the election until Trump was already making his victory speech. I mean, that's how much in denial they were.
Yeah, it's like Rachel Maddow. These people were literally, you can see that their eyes are glassy. They're even Wolf Blitzer, it's a cult, a globalist cult, basically, of like a Kim Jong-il. Like, you know, Kim Jong-il dies, which is a sad thing because I don't want anybody to die. But the people are crying, and it's a cult, people. It's a globalist cult.
There's more going on than that. They're crying because they just realized they're going to have to learn how to live without those million-dollar paychecks from now on. The glory days of highly paid corporate media, prostitution, and correspondence is gone. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, Dustin. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phones here, I'm getting a lot of emails from people. Yes, the website is having some serious problems today. I sort of assumed that Hillary's people would have quit last night, but there have been a few hacker attacks. Not as intense as the last 2 days, but they're still out there playing their games. But worse, it turns out that they have caused some damage to our database, and the ISP is going to restore from an earlier backup overnight tonight. So by tomorrow morning, the site should be back to normal, we hope. In any event, I'm going to start working on designing and building a whole new website that's up to date with the software and everything. So thank you for bearing with us, and at least we made it through the election before things really started to fall apart on the website. But it's just like any other software. They upgrade the operating systems, and they upgrade PHP and SQL, and that forces you to have to update your content management system as well. And it's a big headache, especially for somebody is trying to do it all themselves, but that's what's going on with all of that. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike? Hello, Mike. Given the vitriol that was exchanged between Donald and Hillary during the campaign and the debates, and Trump's specifically saying that he would consider appointing a special prosecutor to look into Hillary's dealings, I wonder and speculate if something didn't transpire between them when she called him to concede because he came out to the podium and spoke of unity and sort of very much like unification, healing the wounds kind of thing. And part of me wonders if there wasn't a, look, you call off your dogs, I'll call off mine kind of exchange in there somewhere.
Well, I mean, Hillary's dogs are pretty much toothless now that Trump has won the White House. There's nothing else she can go after on him. But, you know, go back and study victory speeches by presidents, you know, ever since they started doing radio and TV. Every candidate who wins the presidency talks about unification and bringing the country together as a whole unit. That's just the traditional thing that they say. I wouldn't read too much into that.
Right. She could, if she's in cahoots with Soros, she could have him film it more trouble, but who knows? That doesn't seem like...
No, she doesn't have anything to bargain with anymore. She doesn't have anything to bargain with, and,
That's right.
I mean, her entire campaign was leveraged on her winning the White House and being able to pay back favors and protect her supporters from prosecution. She doesn't have that anymore. Right. And I'll bet you we're going to start seeing a lot of the Hillary Clinton insiders starting to head for the prosecutor's office and talk about immunity deals.
Right. You know, if I had been a voting illegal alien, I think I would have voted for Trump because I wouldn't want the TPP and the TTIP to go through and flood the country with H-1B and H-2B skilled and unskilled labor. You know.
Well, I don't mean to cast aspersions on the illegal immigrants, but I'm not sure that they were really all that aware or concerned about TPP and TTIP as much as getting over the border and getting their green card. And by the way, that's a major part of the groups that started rioting last night all over the West Coast. When Trump won, because, you know, they'd gotten across the border, they'd voted for Hillary Clinton 5, 6, 7, 20 times, and they're not going to get their payoff, and they're very unhappy about that.
Right. Also, Larry Nichols was pointing out that even though the Republicans won majorities in both the House and the Senate, Trump could still find himself pitted against some rhino resistance in dealing with the new Congress.
Absolutely. I agree with Larry on that one. That's why I keep saying we, the American people, are going to have to stand shoulder to shoulder with President Trump, and we're going to have to glare through those office windows of the representatives and the senators and remind them every single day, you work for us. You represent us. You don't represent Big Pharma. You don't represent Big Oil. You don't represent Wall Street. You don't represent Israel. You don't represent the Uranium One deal. You represent us, or you are gone next election, because in the next 2 years, we're going to overhaul this election system and put in something honest. And the reason we can do it now is because the guy who was being cheated still managed to win, and he's going to want that crooked election system gone before he runs for re-election.
Right. Trey Gowdy or Rudy Giuliani for Attorney General?
Trey Gowdy.
Okay.
That's what I would prefer. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And let's see. John on the West Coast, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? John,
hello,
are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, you're
on
the air.
I'm here. Yeah. I just would like to make one statement to Hillary Clinton. We came, we saw, you choked.
Now, very appropriate.
Now she can get Newland to make cookies for Lynn Rothschild as a way to make penance for her, you know?
Well, you know, there is still the possibility that Obama may just write a blanket pardon for everybody on his last day in office. And, of course, that's going to look really bad next to his name in the history books. But it's entirely possible because, again, what they're protecting is not Hillary Clinton, but the scale of what she was doing is sufficient to delegitimize the entire government. Especially if I'm right, and we had a serving Secretary of State betraying her country, selling secrets to foreign interests through that weak email server, and using that charitable foundation to collect and launder the payments.
Yeah, I'm just very, very happy and elated that it's a positive step to the right direction.
It's a beginning. It's a beginning.
Even with all the cheating, Donald Trump still won.
Yes. Well, we the American people spoke. Nigel Farage is out there saying this is a bigger upset than Brexit was. And I think he's absolutely right. We've had a door opened to a better future, but we're going to have to walk on through it and actually do the work. Trump can't do this all by himself. If you stay at home and say, we got Trump into the White House, now I can sit down and watch TV. No, it's not going to work that way. We are all decisively committed for the next 4 years to be working with Donald Trump to corral that Congress and bring them back to the will of we the people.
Yeah, also, he needs to be real careful about his physical being because...
Yes.
As vice president, I'm picturing a JFK scenario again.
You're appropriate to make that comment because Donald Trump is going into office with as many elements of the government opposed to him as John F. Kennedy was.
Yeah. Okay, sir, thank you very much. Aloha.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to go to Brian in Chile. Aloha, Brian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Mike. Say, if you could, Mike, in your infinite wisdom, which I have grown to respect over the years, could you possibly speculate on some possible cabinet positions?
At this point, no. And in any event, I don't need to. I'm sure they're going to be announced very, very shortly. In fact, I think I saw an article where they're already starting to name names, but I haven't looked at it yet. Again, what my hope is that Trey Gowdy will be the attorney general because he will go after Hillary and her minions. He's just absolutely furious at what went down in those congressional hearings. Rudy Giuliani is an experienced prosecutor, but he's part of the problem. He's part of the clique and the cabal, and he will not get the job done.
Yeah. Well, if I could, too, I'd like to recommend you as being the White House spokesman.
Yeah. Well, no, I think I know you mean that, well, though. And I'm flattered, but I'm open to opportunities, you know, following this victory. I'm open for any kind of an opportunity to move up into a situation where I'm not having to do everything myself. White House spokesman, I don't think so. I'm going to hold out for NASA.
You know, press secretary, so to speak. That would be a good position for you, press secretary.
Yeah. I have a bad habit of thinking too much for myself. And I have this genetic flaw that prevents me from seeing the emperor's new clothes. So I think I'd be a very lousy spokesperson for the White House.
Well, but that's what we like about you, Mike.
Yeah. Well, that's why, I mean, on day number two, Trump would call me into the Oval Office and say, "You're fired."
You're fired. I think it would be a great position for you as long as you could still run your radio show from the basement of the White House.
Well, we'll see what transpires here. And like I said, I welcome any opportunities that are going to open up. Somehow, I really don't see myself being at the White House. You know, I've never even been to Washington, D.C. yet. So anyway, thanks an awful lot for the kind thoughts, and I know you mean well. We're going to switch over to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, very jubilant today, Mike. You know, the thing is, I'm looking at the on Facebook, and they got high school walkouts in a few high schools in Phoenix, protests at Berkeley and University of Texas, and it just kind of say, we need to reform the student loan Pell Grant program, that if you want to go to college and get a student loan or get a grant, that it's only designed for, like, skill positions, none of these women's studies, black studies, Hispanic studies, whatever studies, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because... you know, reform education, because I can tell you one thing. These students just didn't think about this on their own. Some professor or teacher had to put them up to this.
Oh, we had that tenured Harvard professor was out there saying that if Trump wins, there should be rioting in the streets. And I think we ought to look very closely at this guy now that there actually is rioting in the streets. But what it underscores is the fact that under Hillary and under liberalism and under political correctness, we have created a generation of spoiled brats who are arrogant in their ignorance and throw tantrums if they don't get what they want, no matter how ridiculous it may be.
Exactly. And another thing about blaming the Russians for a hacked election, well, like I say, I don't think Donald Trump is blaming the Russians for when they people voted for Trump and the computer flipped to Hillary.
No, he's definitely not doing that, but it's definitely an idea that's catching on because now Angela Merkel is claiming Russia is going to interfere with the German elections and keep her from winning re-election. I mean, right now the polls are showing the German people are sick and tired of her, so she's already out there saying, if I lose this election, it's Vladimir Putin's fault. And everybody is like doing the palm to forehead moment saying, oh, come on now, already, enough with this nonsense.
Well, you know, I got a position for you in the Trump administration. Put you at the head of TSA. You better revive the Hawaiian tourist industry real fast.
That would be really good. I would like to do that. I'd like to revive the tourism industry all across America, especially interior tourism. And I actually proposed a TV show for one of the travel channels called The America Less Traveled, which focused on out-of-the-way things that most people don't know are there. And the pilot involved things here in Hawaii most tourists don't know are here, like the stone terraces up in the jungle you can go see, and the old World War I pillboxes, although those got torn out over at Makapu'u Point. The travel channel came back, or the tourism channel came back, and said, basically, we focus on the commercial venues to send people there to spend money, and we're not really interested in showing them things they can go to see for free. So the show kind of went nowhere.
Well, you know, the thing is, I went on what was very a very nice journey is I took old Route 66, and I'll tell you, seeing history, even though there are ghost towns, I mean, you've seen history come alive.
Well, I hate to give my age away here, but I did Route 66 when it still was Route 66.
Yeah, but anyway, you know, as far as like with Donald Trump, like I say, we got to, like I say, got to repeat the words of Reagan to Congress. We may not make him see the light, but boy, let's make him feel the heat.
Ah, that's a very, very, very good sentiment. All right, well, listen, George, we're going to let you go here. We got a lot of callers and a lot of we're running out of time here. Bill in Wisconsin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. I want to tell you that in our local weekly newspaper, I put in almost a quarter-page ad here, and it reads, "In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act." George Orwell, 1984. Then
yes.
Big bold letters, "Join the revolution." And then I reference Alex Jones' site and whatreallyhappened.com.
Well, so, I appreciate that. I wish
there.
My website was running properly now, but it will be back running properly tomorrow.
Right.
I have been told.
The other thing, I'm a county supervisor, and I passed out at my own expense copies of the DVD Vaxxed by Del Bigtree.
Yes.
And, you know, to try to wake them up concerning the dangers of vaccination and the connection to autism and the fact that down the road, these autistic children, when mom and dad die, are going to be wards of the local government and a huge expense. And it used to be 1 in 10,000. Now it's 1 in 58.
Yes.
And they're saying by, you know, 2025 or even sooner, 1 out of every 2 children will have been butchered and will be autistic.
Hey, but it's making money for the pharmaceutical corporations, and that makes it all better.
Well, we gotta stop that. So this fits in with the whole idea, like you say, that we've got to get going, and the fight is just beginning.
Yes,
and we
got to
support Trump, and we got to make sure there's no neocons in his cabinet. And you're right about Trey Gowdy. And you're also very right about Rudy Giuliani.
Well, you know, one of the things that is going to come out of this election, is those few Americans who still thought the corporate media was accurate and truthful. They got a wake-up call last night, and I'm not surprised that we're still seeing attacks on the independent media websites and radio shows and everything today, because we're going to start gathering those audiences in. And it's a seismic shift. The fundamental nature of information flow in society has been changing, and yesterday was the wake-up call. The corporate media is no longer in control of the minds of America. The Americans are now skeptical. They're analytical. They're thinking for themselves. They're going to where they're going to find the information they need to have, and that's a good thing because inevitably they come on over to our websites and our radio shows. Anyway, Bill, thank you very much, and we're going to let you go here and switch to John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yes. Yesterday I said I'd give you my view on the election. So here goes.
Yeehaw! I second John that one.
So, but I caution people, because of this is a really good Trump win, a solid Trump win. Remember Brexit. Now, but this is Brexit maybe on steroids, but he still faces a lot of opposition. And look what's happening in Britain after the vote for Brexit. This man is going to have to be very, very careful. He needs
yes.
to do a Clinton-esque clear out of all these people from the seats.
He's got the authority to do it. But, Trump still needs us. He needed us to vote him into office. He still needs us to support him. To do what he wants to do, because he's up against an entrenched oligarchical establishment that loves things just the way they are right now, even though it's a GOP House and a GOP Senate. Most of those people grew very, very rich off the existing culture of corruption, and they don't want that to change one tiny bit. Most of them are holding on to their seats election after election through election fraud. They don't want that to change. And it's going to be an uphill fight, and we're going to have to be there with Donald Trump to bring these changes about. He can't do it all by himself.
Well, just consider what happened just a month or so ago when Kerry and Obama had this deal with Russia for a ceasefire and what have you to allow these talks to go ahead. The military moved in and torpedoed it by bombing Syrian troops. This is the type of thing we're going to see.
Well, the military has always done that. I mean, Kennedy and Khrushchev were talking about making peace with the between the U.S. and the Soviet Union, and somebody sabotaged Francis Gary Powers' U-2, so it had to come down low enough to do an engine restart, and that's where it was hit by the missiles. And so, yeah, Trump needs to be aware that the instruments of his own government are going to be out there playing games to protect their own particular interests and agendas. And certainly from the point of view of the Pentagon and the defense establishment, that's more war. And that's why I'm very, very concerned that they're going to try and start a real hot war with Russia and or China before Trump can take office. Now, Putin has already signaled he's going to sit still and wait for Trump to get into office and go back to being friends. So I'm expecting that in the next few days, we're going to see the military emphasis shift back toward provoking some kind of a conflict with China.
Well, I think what will probably preempt that is the situation now in Europe. It was fragile before Trump was elected. Now, boy, it's hanging by its fingernails.
Absolutely.
So we're looking at a situation, if Europe goes, that will bring the whole system down.
Yes, it will. This is Trump's election victory was a major body blow to the New World Order agenda, because now, like Russia and China, the United States is not going along with that anymore, and that's a major, major problem. Anyway, John, I'm going to let you go here. We got a bunch of calls I need to get through, and then I need to get back to the actual news here. So we're going to switch over to Laura in Colorado. Aloha, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm so glad to hear your show today. Wanted to tell you, I was watching last night on Fox News. You know, they had a camera on the crowd over at the Trump party, you know, waiting for the election results where all the people were hanging out and they were going to celebrate. And then they had the camera showing the Hillary Clinton group over in a huge room. There were thousands of people sitting there. The differences between those two groups of people were night and day. And I'm not talking about the fact that the Hillary crowd was so sad sack and they were all sitting there pouting. I'm talking about just the appearance of the people themselves. That was the one thing that I noticed. The Hillary group were people that looked like they had just been hanging around in their sweatpants and got up and went into a rally. The Trump group were people that were, you know, dressed in you know, clothes like they were actually going to go out and be a part of something. They didn't look like they were hanging out in their backyard on a lawn chair. So that was one of the things that I noticed. But here was something that I noticed that really kind of caught my attention and freaked me out. The stage at the Hillary campaign party thing where all those
okay, you're gonna you're Laura, I'm gonna have to put you on hold. Don't go away. I'm gonna come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Okay, thanks.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Laura in Colorado. Please continue.
Okay, the the party area where all of the Hillary supporters were gathered, you know, and she was going to walk out onto the stage and give her victory speech and all that. The stage was actually shaped like the United States of America, and the podium was right in the middle of that. And the symbolism of that that struck me instantly was that she was going to walk out and she was going to be standing on top of the United States of America, and the entire country was going to be under her feet. And that is the symbolism that I saw in that. And I just wanted to share that with you. I was thoroughly disgusted by that.
Yeah, but I'm sure some set designer came up with that, and it's you know it's confirmation bias. People are going to look at that, and you know Hillary's supporters are going to say it's great. She's the symbol of America, and others are going to say, oh, it's a symbol of her wanting to trample us under her feet, and maybe that's not an invalid subtext. I wouldn't read all that much into it, though. At this point, the question is Hillary really going to just quietly retire from public life or not? I'm sure she's thinking that she's going to have some really nice cushy job over at Wall Street, but given the reception she got on the floor of the stock exchange during her concession speech, she's not well liked over there. Partly what's going on is all these Wall Street firms gambled huge amounts of money on her candidacy, and they've lost. And I don't really see any of them being all that eager to have her come on board any of their businesses because her public reputation and public image isn't all that good. She's not going to be seen as a plus.
Well, it sucks to be them, and you know, I'm sure it sucks to be her, but she is what she is. And you know, after all, I was kind of shocked at how many people would still want to vote for her after all of the scandals and all of the stuff that came out and the email thing and the whole shebang. And it was just like, you know, I can't even imagine. I think these people have an IQ of less than 70 or something. I just can't imagine how anybody could want to support someone like that. Thanks for taking my call, Mike.
All right, well, you've got it. I mean, there are always people who want to believe they know what's going on, but they don't want to spend the time to find out what's happening, and they fall for the jingoism, and they fall for the personality and the best dress contest. But I don't think Hillary actually got as many votes as they're trying to claim, because we know there was massive election fraud. Yes, there were people who voted for Hillary, and again, I'm thinking about this friend of Claire's and mine who literally said, you know, I don't need to do anything than listen to NPR to know what's going on in the world, which it makes as much sense as saying that I know everything there is to know about Adolf Hitler by watching the Lena Riefenstahl movies. That's what really made me understand. Liberals are not actually intellectual elites. They're very narrow-minded, uninformed, and they're arrogant in their ignorance, and that's what makes them so dangerous. We got to take a break for station identification. Back with a few more phone calls and then the news after these few words.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888 888- 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.